Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming. I'm Diane Jacob, and I'm the chairwoman of the San Diego County Board of Supervisors. And today we have a very important announcement that we're going to release. The wildfire season is starting to bear down on us already, and this year could be one of the toughest years that we've seen ever. With the rain that we've received recently, which is a good thing, but from a fire standpoint, what has happened is our backcountry brush is thicker than usual, thicker than ever. And that means there's a lot more fuel to feed a fire when it hits, and it will. Since a series of deadly firestorms in 2003 and 2007, the county has worked side by side with CAL FIRE and has spent more than $500 million on firefighting improvements, including new stations, aircraft, the establishment of a bigger and better trained firefighting force. That's a huge investment, but it's not enough, and we need to do more. We need to step up the game, and that's what we're doing here today. Devastating fires last year across California and the tragic destruction of places like Paradise remind us the disaster could strike here again anytime. So today, we're announcing several county initiatives to take fire preparedness and protection to the next level. We're moving to do even more to protect people and property in our highest fire risk areas. And we're talking about communities right smack dab in the crosshairs of a potential disaster. Those communities are Crest, Watai, and Palomar Mountain, and others. So here's what we're doing. We're immediately doubling the number of home safety inspections conducted each year from 10,000 to 20,000. We have more boots on the ground to check on the amount of defensible space around houses and other structures, and that's to help homeowners. We're also creating a network of fire breaks starting in places like Crest in East County, where 158 acres, that's an area the size of nearly 120 football fields, will be cleared to defend this community and the surrounding area. We're also teaming up with federal, state, and other local land management agencies to craft a regional approach to vegetation management. We're talking about a coordinated plan for controlled burns and other critical measures. And we're working on securing county funding to establish a grant program to assist homeowners in these high-risk fire areas with installing ember-resistant vents and other fire-resistant materials. These improvements and others got the green light today from the Board of Supervisors with a unanimous vote. And I want to especially thank my colleague, Supervisor Jim Desmond, for joining me in initiating these changes. A special thanks also to our CAL FIRE County Fire Authority Chief, Tony Meacham, and his crew for crafting these initiatives. And for all they do, all the men and women in the fire service, all they do each and every day to protect life and safety in our region. Another thank you too to the County Fire Authority staff and to those here at the Emergency Operations Center, led by Director Holly Porter. I initially proposed many of these improvements in my State of the County address in February of this year. As I noted then, we need to do more to protect the nearly 60,000 houses in our unincorporated area that currently sit on land that is at high risk or very high risk of wildfire. And you can see by the map behind me the high fire risk areas. And just imagine those 60,000 homes in those areas. These high-risk areas shown on the map, and this map actually reminds us that San Diego County is wildlife country. There's no question that we'll have more firestorms. It's just a matter of when. And with today's improvements, we're stepping up our fire protection ground game in a very, very big way. And now I'd like to introduce my colleague, Supervisor Jim Desmond. Jim?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Diane. All right, well, thank you, Chairwoman Jacob. On behalf of the San Diego County residents, we want to thank her for all our diligent work in making San Diego County better prepared against wildfires. When I served as the mayor of San Marcos, we experienced the Cocos Fire in 2014, and there were many lessons that we learned from that fire. Number one is stay out of the way of the professionals, the firefighters and the sheriffs. And number two is, unless you're in danger, call 211 for questions and 911 for emergencies. And number three is, you must have a plan. And if you fail to have a plan, you surely will plan to fail. And we want to make sure that we have a plan moving forward, particularly in this wildfire season facing San Diego County. So when you go into battle, though, you have to have the flexibility to deal with unforeseen challenges. And we continue to adapt to new technology, to educate ourselves, and to prepare to evacuate communities threatened by the wildfires. So as we enter into this 2019 wildfire season, we have the opportunity to plan better and protect our families, our properties, and home from fire destruction in the mayhem of wildfires. And through the action today, the Board of Supervisors, the county has improved our firefighting capabilities, community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and house by house. However, if you're a resident in a high wildfire risk area, don't wait for the government. Act now. Personally, be responsible and take the steps required to fireproof your home as best you can. Prepare for the worst and always expect and hope for the best. I've always said you want to be the house that has the most defensible space so that the firefighters stage at your house. And there are many tools and resources available. If you go to go to readysandiego.org for information, you can help you to create those defensible spaces, to plan your family evacuation and a meetup place later, and to remove the debris and dead foliage from your property. And I'm sure we can all visualize the fleeing from the catastrophic Paradise Fire, when the flames were encroaching on the roads and the abandoned vehicles all on fire, will forever be in our memories. And we did learn from the devastation of those that a large percentage of those it lost in the fire who lost their lives in the Northern California fires were the elderly and the disabled. So I'm pleased that our county fire authority will be pursuing another safety tool known as Knox boxes. It's like Fort Knox, but not Knox boxes. These boxes will be used by the elderly and the disabled and will be added to our GIS mapping system to aid them and in evacuations. So the Knox boxes are small boxes that our county fire authority is going to help install to help our firefighters and law enforcement gain entry and evacuate the elderly and disabled. This is going to allow for swift access to the property without knocking down doors. In the county, we have 37 fire-safe councils that stand ready and able to assist homeowners in this action today, and will provide an opportunity for additional grants to help and assist in these efforts. And almost all new construction will be more fire-resistant, use more fire-resistant materials than our existing home inventory. And working with the industry experts, our fire authority will help identify and strengthen fire-resistant buildings. So strengthening all these aspects of our fire preparedness and capabilities is an ongoing process. Our work will never be done. We are always here to improve on the firefighting process here in San Diego County. And today's board action is an additional step in that process. So now I would like to introduce Chief Tony Meacham.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to be here. You know, we're really fortunate in San Diego to work in a county that I believe has the best combined federal, state, and local government fire response anywhere in the country. We also enjoy an unbelievably collaborative partnership with our Office of Emergency Services and our law enforcement counterparts. And while I'm really proud of our response, we are at a crossroads when we talk about this wildland fire problem in California. We are never going to eliminate wildland fires, and we are not going to put them out. So we have reached a point where I feel we're doing a very good job with response, but what we need to do is try and mitigate the threat to our communities before the fire occurs or create more resilient communities. And this morning's board action provided nearly $1.6 million in 10 additional positions for the fire authority to focus not on response, but how we mitigate that threat before it occurs. And that those positions are going to focus on what we refer to as a cohesive fire strategy. And how we're going to change the culture and the landscape in San Diego County is one person, one home, and one community at a time. The mass broadcasting of information, while effective, what we really need to do is work with that individual homeowner and the people living on an individual street and an individual community, and then make sure that they understand the threat of wildfire and how it impacts them. So our cohesive strategy is a very simple approach. The first thing that we are going to do is we're going to work to educate that community, literally person by person. Right? We're going to hold workshops. We're going to talk about the fire threat. We need to get people to accept that living in fire is just part of this wonderful place we live in called San Diego. The second is 100% defensible space and structural hardening. We know in excess of 50% of the homes that burned down during a wildland fire burned down from the embers. So in addition to the Knox Box program, we will be creating a grant program to allow homeowners or assist homeowners in retrofitting their homes with ember-resistant vents. We will also enforce the 100% or 100 foot of defensible space for 100% of the community. And if you look behind me, both the Guatai and the Crest projects, these projects have already started and we're undergoing this now. So as we do our defensible space, we'll meet with the homeowner. We're also gonna give them recommendations of things that are not in the code, but best practices to dual pane windows, changing their roofing material, how they landscape their yard, different bushes, different landscaping, those types of things that they could use. The third element is reflected in yellow on both maps behind me. And these are community fuel reduction zones. So these are areas where we're gonna go in and clear, not down to bare dirt with a bulldozer, but thinning and mulching and those types of things around a community to lower the risk or the intensity as a wildfire hits a community and give our firefighters an opportunity to operate. And then finally is that we are going to protect the evacuation corridors both in and out of a community. So in both of these projects, we've identified primary, alternate, and contingency routes of getting in and out of these communities. And that's where we're going to focus our effort along with Caltrans and the Department of Public Works in clearing the public right of way to ensure that when the Sheriff's Department does give the order to leave, that we can do everything we can to ensure that those residents are safe. And I've spoke many times and I'll close with this. It really does take a village. Like the fire department, we alone are not going to solve this problem. And I really depend on my other fire chiefs and our local fire safe councils here in San Diego to do that collaborative work for us. It's my great pleasure to introduce Fire Chief Don Butts of the Lakeside Fire Protection District.
Good afternoon. I'm Don Butts, I'm the Lakeside Fire Chief, but today I stand before you as a president of the county, president of the San Diego County Fire Safe Council. FireSafe Council was formed over 20 years ago to act as an umbrella organization to help foster smaller neighborhood FireSafe Councils. These are the groups that were mentioned earlier. These are neighborhood grassroots approach, neighbor helping neighbor, to improve the fire safety in their community, helping each other clear defensible space, create larger fuel breaks around homes and communities. And the important part is these groups also look for funding, and we have been very successful as an umbrella organization and working with local fire safe councils to get federal and state dollars. With this morning's action by the Board of Supervisors, we have a force multiplier. We have now matching funds. We have additional source of funds that we can add and improve the efforts that we have been doing as fire safe councils for the last 22 years. This goes greatly to improving the safety in our communities. This allows people to work on all the areas that were mentioned. And I want to emphasize the ember resistant. This is the first time that I'm aware of that a local government, a county government, has funded directly retrofitting of fire protection systems, these ember vents, ember resistant vents into homes. So this is a huge event for us as a fire service official. And I also want to give kudos to the local fire safe councils that I'm representing. These are your neighbors, your friends down the street that work after hours and on weekends to do these clearing projects and educate and act as ambassadors for the fire agencies in the local area. And with that, I'd like to introduce one of those ambassadors. That's Candy Franklin with the Crest Fire Safe Council.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today. My name is Candy Franklin. I am the facilitator for the Fire Safe Council. We do apply for grants for our community. We have a community wildfire protection plan that we have worked on and been signed off, and we have given that and distributed to the community, and we've prepared for them evacuation maps that they can write on, that they can put into their car, keep on their person, and be ready to go all times. We use an email system to, up in Crest to educate the people, let them know when there's a workshop or a town hall meeting, to inform them of the things that are changing and what's available for them. We also have a call system of over 1,900 phones that we can make a recording and issue that recording. And so between 5 to 7 minutes, I can make a call and get it to go out to those 1,900 people so I can reach their work, their home, and their cell phones and let them know basically of any type of emergency, not just fire. So communication for us has been a door-to-door process after the Cedar Fire, working with our fire department, Supervisor Jacob, the Fire Safe Councils and the OES, the sheriffs. We have put together for evacuation for large animals. We've worked on those that need oxygen. Do they need communication? How do we connect them to services? And so ours is really the hands-on handshake. Let us help you, bring you along, and to protect the community as best we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Candy. Thanks to all the speakers. Thanks to the media for being here today. And we'll all be available for one.
Oh, I shot it. You guys have a. They're supposed to be getting the JPEG or the network, you guys.
Oh, really? The other thing is, where can I find a visual representation of this event, this fire system event?
I can tell you, I can't be able to capture out the top of the head. So, whenever is this event, take a look at that, as well as the Knox box vault.
Like Knox, like Fort Knox?
Yes, like Fort Knox box.
Turmeric. That was not good. So basically, you guys are just like, he said it earlier, but like, you guys just like the safety precautions to change locks and things like that. And you guys like, what were the red ones?
Those are showing in the fire danger class, and then they're blue. Which one you think was better?
So I asked the same question I asked when you were standing.